Current conditions in Cassidy, Michigan are 61 degrees with mostly clear skies. They're calling for a 0% chance of rain this evening. Winds are to the north, northeast at 10 miles per hour, gusting up to 17. Visibility is at 10 miles per hour, or 10 miles, let's call it that. Barometric pressure is dropping at 30.17 inches, and the dew point is at 55. It feels like it's 59 degrees out. The humidity is at 75%. Sunset is coming up in about a half hour at 7:29 this evening. And Dave, we are currently in a waning gibbous moon phase.
Ah, that's absolutely my favorite.
So I think it's safe to say it's a beautiful day for football. And absolutely beautiful. This might be the best weather I've seen all season here, Dave, so far, especially in week number five.
Well, this is our favorite because we finally get an open windowed booth. So we got that fresh air coming in, and it's perfect temperature right now.
I know Doug Cole and you, Dave Hansen, are probably sick of hearing me saying that, how much I love an open air booth. And that's exactly the case we have here in Cass City tonight. This whole stadium, this whole football complex has a very cozy feel to it. I always enjoy calling a game. It's been, I think, 2 years since we've been here last, and it's good to be back in Cass City. Cass City entering tonight at 2-2, Lakers at 4-0, Lakers 1-0 in the West, Cass City 0-1 after falling short to USA last week, 22-24. September 23rd, 2016 sees 12 hours and 9 minutes of daylight. We've lost 16 minutes since past Friday. So the days are getting shorter, but if the weather stayed like this all the way to, I'd say, May, I'd be okay.
I'd love it.
No, well,
I'd love it if it was year-round. I'm not gonna
hold my breath, though, that's for sure.
No.
Cassidy won the toss and elected to defer, and we are 90 seconds away from kicking off in Cassidy. It's time for one short break. When we return, we'll have kickoff from Cassidy, Michigan on the WLEW Sports Network.
If you're considering either new or additional grain storage facilities, you need to contact DS Services of Cass City right away to start adding additional profit to your bottom line. Make DS Services your top source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. Whether you need a minor repair or a new grain storage and handling facility, including site design, call DS Services. Their 22 product lines include Stormore grain bins, Honeyville grain handling equipment, and MC and Nico grain dryers. DS Services have been building and maintaining farm and commercial grain storage and handling facilities for more than 3 decades, so they keep a large parts inventory, provide quality millwright services, crane rentals, and more. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. Add more profit to your operation by calling DS Services today. 989-872-3318.
You're listening to the WLEW Sports Network, and Cass City elected to defer and to receive in the second half. So they were kicking off at their own 40-yard line, trying to go for the onside kick, trying to take Lakers off guard right to begin with, but number 81 for Lakers. And we don't even have, this is a great start. We don't even have his number, who brings in that one with ease. So we'll get that one squared away for you. As Lakers comes out on offense, moving right to left across your radio in their white jerseys, black pants, and green helmets with the silver Laker medallion on the left side. As Wisner goes to pass and is complete to Keegan Valentine, he has the first down. He's down to the 30-yard line and finally forced out at the 26-yard line by Brendan Hamilton, this junior safety for Cass City, and they're moving the chains already.
Well, it's a pistol formation, Clark, so Brendan Wisner is in a semi-deep shotgun with a running back behind him and one of them to his right. And you have a receiver spread each way, and they run play action to start the game. Wisner puts the ball in Seeley's hands, takes it back out, and then throws it to the running back leaking out of the backfield, and it goes for a huge gain to start this game.
Hunter Seeley around the left end. He's down to the 20-yard line, sheds another tackle, and finally brought down at the 16-yard line by Brad Hacker, the linebacker senior for Cass City. It is shy of the first down marker, but just by 1 yard, second down and a yard to go.
Yeah, it's a power pistol formation. This time they take that second running back. They put it on the left side of Brennan Wisner, Hunter Seeley, the deep back, and then they pitch it to the left so that that up running back leads as a blocker. Hunter Selig hits the corner and gets a nice gain again on first down.
In the spread, a little bit of a screen pass on the bubble. Cutting back inside in the slant is the big man, number 89, Travis Deary, that looks like. He's down with the pass complete and brought down at the 9-yard line. For Lakers, he is just shy of the actually brought gap the first down by about a half of a yard, maybe a little more than that. And it's first and goal from the 9-yard line for Lakers.
Well, the home team has been knocked on their heels already to start this game. Brennan Wisner getting rid of the ball quickly. Exactly that. A bubble screen to the right-hand side, and it goes for another big gain.
Too wide to the right, and Wisner's going to keep it for himself. Running to the left, he gets to the line of scrimmage and maybe another yard out to the 8-yard line for a gain of a yard. Out of the bottom of that pile, we'll give that one to number 71, Brady Warford, the defensive tackle, with the stop. Second down and goal from the 8.
Well, he's a good choice there, Clark. He is a large man down there on the defensive line, 71. Brady Warford, he is a senior playing tackle and defensive tackle tonight for Cass City.
Laker offense wastes no time. Wisner in the pistol, swings it out to Hunter Seal, who cuts it back in, now cuts it out to the outside. Flag flies. Hunter Seal is into the end zone. Touchdown, Lakers. But more than likely, this one is going to be getting called back, and it is indeed a hold against Lakers. Don't even look at that touchdown run. Didn't even happen.
Well, it was slow developing for Lakers, as when that pitch went out to the right, the far side of the field from us, Hunter Seeley had two Cass City backers in the backfield with him and did a nice job to split right in between them and get upfield and get into the end zone. Unfortunately, he was helped out by a holding penalty. So Cass City gets a break here early in this game. 10 yards back go the Lakers. That penalty was committed in the backfield.
It was committed in the backfield as a 10-yard penalty from the spot of the foul, which puts him back at the 18-yard line. Second and goal from the 18. We've played 89 seconds in this ballgame. Lakers started out at their own 46-yard line, a big run to start this game. Just started to cap things off, continued and continued. Brennan Wisner, man in motion. That's Hunter Seeley. He hits the jet sweep coming around the left end. Trying to turn to that corner. Cuts back in at the 20-yard line, and he is stopped in the backfield for a tackle for a loss by the Redcoats of Cass City. Number 71 with the tackle. Once again, that is Brady Warford, the man on the spot. A loss of 3 yards on the play. Third down, goal to go from the 21.
Yeah, a little jet sweep run as Hunter Seeley, the running back, is in the slot. He takes the handoff as he comes in motion to the left. And an athletic play there by 71, Brady Warford on the defensive line, hustling to the sideline to make that tackle. Obviously, a long ways to go for Lakers, so they are going to go empty backfield, 5 wide receivers.
Trips right, 2 to the left, working off the left hash. Man in motion, that's Keegan Valentine. And he gets the reverse, and Hunter Seeley can't bring it in, and Cass City recovers at the 27-yard line. And Hunter Seeley is still down on the ground, and he is rolling, and it almost looks like he might be injured. Official timeout on the field. They're calling in the medical staff, Eli Caban.
Looks like a hand injury, a wrist injury maybe.
He's up, standing up on his own feet, and he's... He's favoring that right wrist. He's coming off with Eli Caban. Back to Physical Therapy and Sports Medicine, a proud sponsor of the Strong Side, has been for 2 years. So now no Hunter Seeley on defense as Cass City on the turnover downs with 10:06 left.
Let me get you back to that play. They bring Keegan Valentine in motion. They hand it to him, and then he kind of pitches it to Hunter Seeley going the other way. Hunter Seeley never really got it. And when the play happened, T.J. Moore dives on it, and Hunter Seeley dives in there late to try and get it. And I think he probably jammed a finger of some kind. It looked like a hand injury, Clark.
As Cass City from the first down from the scrimmage, actually started to get a little too much of a head.